Texte numéro 81. Rich in misery. Modern society is going to hell. Mental well-being is worsening. The cause, according to Oliver James in his book Affluenza, is the virus of materialism. This virus is particularly prevalent in the US, where everyone looks over their shoulder and wants to be richer than their neighbours. Denmark, by contrast, is organised more sensibly, is less unequal, and is therefore happier. We should aim to be like the Danes, says James. On one thing, he is right. There is evidence that all is not well. Mental health in the UK is getting worse, according to an annual survey of 10,000 Britons analysed at the University of London. Britons are not alone in their unhappiness. More generally, we know from the work of an economist of the University of Southern California in the mid-1970s that happiness and job satisfaction levels have not increased in Western society in the last few decades. A Harvard economist has shown that comparing oneself to others is responsible for a lot of unhappiness and subconscious jealousy. James blames capitalism. He wants to ban foreigners from owning the mass media in Britain, to prohibit the use of attractive men and women in advertisements, more generous leave from work for young parents, and education to be less focused on exam results and to be divorced from the needs of industry. I do not know of any clinching evidence that these propositions would work, though some sound interesting. On divorce and family breakup, James is particularly harsh. His advice is to stick it out with your spouse. In some cases, he may be right, but this is a complicated area. The latest research has found that people often gain emotionally from divorce. On the problems caused by materialistic values, I have sympathy with James's views, although the quality of the causal evidence is not as strong as the author asserts. Nevertheless, if you can follow James's advice, admittedly not easy, to compare yourself less with others, not to borrow large sums for a house, to grow up emotionally, to do your best to make your love life work, to be more tolerant of your failings, and to get your deep psychological issues with your own parents sorted out with the help of a therapist, then perhaps you can learn to be happier. If you already hate or are suspicious of the way that modern society is going, you are likely to enjoy affluenza. If you wonder in an open-minded way whether we have taken a wrong turn in the way we live today, then, as long as you remember that the author is not a research scientist and approach with caution some of the statements and statistics in this book, I think it is worth buying. Adapted from New Scientist, January 2007.